Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide Midday. Today, the IMF projects subdued economic growth. Today's market summary, and then my comments, all just ahead. Wow. The International Monetary Fund just released their latest economic projections. In it, they lopped another 0.1% off their estimate of this year's global economic growth. And they've declared that the economic recovery, which began earlier in the year, has lost momentum. Inflation and the recurring pandemic are cited as the primary cause of the slowdown. What I find most interesting in the report is that they project the advanced economies as actually trailing the rest of the world. Advanced economies this year will fall behind the growth of the rest of the world by about 12%. And most interesting, they find the advanced economies growing at only 4.5% next year. That's a mere 1.4% higher than the pandemic year of 2020, showing it's a long road ahead for most of the world's economies. Next, we had that report on consumer expectation for inflation. The average American is now predicting that inflation will hit 5.4% in the next year. That's the 11th straight month that consumers have raised their estimate, and this is the highest level ever reported by this survey since it began reporting back in 2013. Finally, after 7 months of higher job openings, the JOLTS job report this morning dropped by over 600,000 to 10.4 million. Perhaps it's a beginning. Finally, a look over the trading desk shows stocks back up after a seesaw session, bonds, precious metals mixed, as are cryptos. Stay tuned for today's market comment, China struggles financially. Well, the Chinese market is vast. With a population of 1 billion, it is a marketplace of unimaginable depth. And that's the carrot that has enticed American politicians and businesses for nearly 50 years. Think about how American businesses could prosper, they would say, if they could just gain 1/4 of the Chinese market. They would then double their American counterpart. It's the reason that Nixon opened up China back in the 1970s. The siren song, which led businesses like Apple and Nike to relocate plants and create giant marketing plans just for the Chinese. China is the marketer's pot of gold, a place of unlimited numbers of potential customers. And indeed, China has looked like that until recently. The Chinese economy has been the fastest growing economy in the world, nearly doubling the rate of growth of the USA. China has been one of Apple's and Nike's chief markets. Selling iPhones and sneakers to the Chinese has become a central component of their profitability. And perhaps most importantly, China has been the real estate empire of the world, with giant newly built cities just waiting for the people to move in and create the metropolis of the future. It's been a wonderful model that combines the normal attributes of real estate, a place to live or retire, and an investment. Instead of investing in the stock market, the Chinese people have used real estate as their chief investment vehicle. And why not? Unlike the stock market, Chinese real estate seems to always go up in value, climbing and climbing and multiplying the Chinese investors' wealth. That is until this year. This year, that all seems to be crumbling. For developers around the country, of whom Evergrande is but the most famous, cash flow is drying up. Empty apartments don't pay rent, and forward sales are down about a third, according to Bloomberg. Now, the Chinese model of real estate investing, where buyers often take years to actually move into their apartments, seems to be cracking. And the epicenter of this crash is the bond market. If there is one thing that bonds require, it is timely interest payments. And right now, that's missing in China. On Monday, Evergrande missed yet another bond interest payment. That makes number 2. And like the first, Evergrande bondholders must wait for a 30-day grace period to expire before they will find out if these bonds are in default. Now, bond number one's grace period expires next week, and we have to assume at this point that the only way that bond gets paid is for the Chinese authorities to bail out Evergrande, something I don't think is going to happen. So I believe the odds are overwhelming that Evergrande will default on bond number one. And not just the Chinese will be affected. One component of bond number one is the U.S. dollar-denominated offshore bond, which we believe has a number of U.S. investors. So as you can see, should Evergrande and the other Chinese property developers default on their bonds, it will likely have a worldwide impact. And the meme of a vast Chinese marketplace, a siren song of unlimited riches, will never be the same. And that's The Value Side for Tuesday, October 12. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.